1-800-449-8686. And a happy Valentine's Day. In fact, we're going to bring on the kissing doctor here and talk to Rudy Canoza, who's been the kissing doctor for the last 10, I was going to say Halloweens, because I've got something else on my mind right now. let me click off the John Carpenter page on IMDb, since we are talking about Valentine's Day. Rudy is the kissing doctor, and he is giving a seminar this coming weekend. He'll be at the airport landing in on Manchester on Saturday, and they'll be giving a seminar on 10 things not to do while kissing. And we're going to bring him on from Los Angeles right now and talk to Rudy about kissing and how to kiss, I guess, is really what this is all about. And Rudy, thanks for joining us.
It's always my pleasure, Phil.
Rudy, kissing is a very intimate act, isn't it?
Kissing is the most intimate act. The technique of kissing is paramount. And our clinic is different because I ask the couples to trust me, and I show them to trust me, because I use mostly the women and the girlfriend.
And so you're kissing a guy's wife or girlfriend?
That is correct, yes.
That's interesting. And what are you doing? You're showing the man?
Yes, demonstrating the technique. It's important to know that there is a... First of all, if you allow me to kiss your wife or your girlfriend, that puts the jealousy aside. So they watch a teacher. If you are confident in your marriage, you won't get jealous. But I demonstrate on the woman what a man must do, and the man controls the kiss like a waltz. The man leads.
Now I noticed that in your pamphlet, you say in the kiss, the man is the one who controls the kiss. And what do you mean by that?
The man is the one who controls the kiss, because the best kiss is the first. And that is where the woman sees whether or not a man is in control of his eroticism, in control of his sexual emotions. The technique of the kiss, I said, is paramount. Our clinic is different, because trust is the most important part.
All right, now I want to get back to what you were saying. You get couples in your kissing clinic.
That is correct.
And you kiss the woman. And the guy stands there watching while you are basically making out with his wife or with his girlfriend.
But I'm doing this as a teacher. I am trying to show him. And what I do is basically ask the woman to put her trust into me. And I ask the man to put his trust into me. And then I begin to demonstrate. And once the man puts his trust into me and the woman puts her trust into me, I can show her and show him what is the best kiss. And from that way, I learn how to kiss each other, the most intimate act.
What is the best kiss?
Well, the best kiss is to first lightly bite the lips. You lightly bite your lover's lips. And that is the man is doing.
These are, when you say a man controls the kiss, he's the guy that's doing the biting here?
To lightly bite, yes. And when you come to my seminar, if you and your wife Maria were to come to my seminar, and
no offense here, Rudy, but we might.
All right, if not you, but any of your friends, Mr. Schaefer, any of your friends, I would take his wife in my arms, and I would look at Mike, and I would say that this is what you do, and then I am la 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 la, and I'm lightly biting the lips. Then I am darting my tongue in and out of her lips. You lick her lips, then you lick around her mouth. You lick around the mouth. Then as she opens her mouth in delight, you press your mouth against hers. You locate her tongue with your tongue, and you suck her tongue gently into your mouth. And
what if a guy's not married? This is a lot of stuff. You're biting her lips and licking her lips and darting your tongue in and out. What if a guy doesn't have a wife to bring to your seminar?
But in the pamphlet, you can practice. You can practice this on your hand. And you get
so a guy could make out with his own hand, huh?
Yeah, you could, because, Philly, it's important. It's important for a man to know the technique. It's not important for him to have the woman now. But one thing that is really important to a woman is the sound of pleasure. Women love to know that they are doing okay. They want the audible feedback. So therefore, when you kiss, make an audible expression of pleasure. And you can do this by kissing the back of your hand. You don't need a woman.
I've heard it said that women like to hear sound.
That is correct.
They like the women are audio, men are visual.
That is correct.
Okay, so when you kiss a woman and you're licking her lips.
You start by biting at her lips, then licking, And then you stick your tongue into her mouth, and you have to be aggressive. A woman wants a man who knows his self and knows his core. He knows the kind of man that he is. And you must immediately shove your tongue into the mouth. Do not allow her to, like a wilting flower, back away from you, like a frightened fawn, perhaps a small animal in the forest, to go back into the den. Make her stay there and blah, put your tongue in. Then, if you want, then you begin the make-out, what we call it the make-out, which is to make these audible sounds.
All right. Okay. Man, you're not just a kissing guru.
I'm a kissing guru. I know how the women to please them.
But all right, let's talk about this. And we're talking with Rudy Canoza, who is the kissing guru. He is going to be at the Airport Landing Inn on Manchester this coming Saturday, giving lessons in how to kiss. 1-800-449-8686. You're talking about biting at her lips, then licking the lips, and then licking all around the mouth.
That is correct.
Then, as her mouth opens with pleasure, you shove your tongue in.
And then you locate her tongue with your tongue and then suck on her tongue.
Okay.
Now, here is Phil.
Tell me about the sounds. And you say a guy can practice making these pleasurable sounds by kissing his hand.
Yes, you do this.
Now, what are you doing there?
I'm kissing the back of my hand, as if I was to kiss a woman's lips. Right now, my wife is shopping. She's not with me, but she's not really my wife. She's my girlfriend, but we've lived together off and on for a number of years. And she's out shopping.
Well, but go ahead and use your hand.
It sounds like this. I start to lick the lips, and then lick around the mouth. Now I stick my tongue in her mouth. No. Now I begin to make out.
Oh, yeah.
Now, women like that?
They like to hear the sound, yes.
So that when you're making out with a woman, you should be going,
Well, it's not that. It's like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but you're not just making noises. You're talking.
That's right. You put some words. You lick all around the lips and mouth in order to get a good airtight seal. And then that gives you good suction, the lips together. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
In licking around the mouth and the lips, then you press your mouth to hers. You get a seal. And
oh, so then there's like suction?
There's suction between the mouths, yes. And then you begin, mm-hmm.
Is that something you recommend, Rudy, on a first date, like right then?
Well, if it to begin slow, but yes, for the most part.
So if I'm dating, and you know I'm a married guy, but if a guy's dating a woman for the first time, okay, and he's taking her out for the first time,
yes,
and he's kissing her, and making that sound that.
You're saying,
oh, yeah.
Isn't she going to be put off?
No, not at all.
Isn't a woman going to be put off by that?
No, not at all.
Why not?
Because that is how a woman knows that you are pleased by her, and how a woman knows that you are in love with her.
Oh, yeah.
It's
it's good, you know.
It sounds like I don't know if I'd be able to do it. I mean.
But that is the art of kissing, Phil. And if you come to the Airport Landing Inn this weekend, we'll show you how.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Christina on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Hello.
This guy is disgusting.
Hello, how
are
you doing?
My stomach is hurting.
No, I'm not disgusting. What I'm trying to do is to bring intimacy back to a relationship. Do you even know how to kiss? You think you do?
Mira, I can show you a couple of things, but I wouldn't let your dirty mouth touch my mouth.
You know,
I'd bite that tongue off if you stick it in my mouth.
You know something that your husband probably thinks he knows how to kiss, but he does not.
Those sounds you're making, they're disgusting.
No, they're
not. Like
that is how else do you know that a man is pleased with the way you kiss him?
Oh, he knows. Literally,
how does he know?
We have seven children.
How does he know?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Rudy Canoza, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show with the kissing guru, Rudy Canoza. And he's at the Airport Landing Inn on Manchester this coming weekend. Now, you're teaching couples how to kiss, Rudy, and you're doing it in a very unusual way. You're using the woman?
We use the woman because the man is the one who controls. So I demonstrate on the wife, I demonstrate on the man how the kiss is done. And for the most part, the women are fine with it.
How do the men take it?
The men are fine with it, too, because, again, I'm a teacher. And the men are there to see how you kiss, what kind of kiss. Again, you use the tongue, you dart the tongue around the mouth, you gently suck on the tongue. One of the things that we do ask people to do is to bring some recent blood tests so that we can be sure there's not going to be a mononucleosis or hepatitis.
Okay. So then when they come to the kissing seminar...
But only the women, because they are the ones that I will be kissing. So I want to let your listeners know, if you want to come to the Kissing Doctor seminar this coming Saturday, you have to bring a blood test. You have to bring some indication that you have had a recent blood test. So I know that you don't have hepatitis or mononucleosis to transmit to me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number to talk to the kissing doctor. You mentioned something in...
And I also feel like I wanted to say, when a woman feels how good you are with your tongue on her lips, she will desire your tongue to explore some other areas, I can tell you that. So kissing is, for the most part, a very, very intimate thing.
Okay. In your pamphlet here, you're talking about how women prefer that American men brush and use mouthwash, but when they're kissing a foreign man, they
don't seem to. They like the continental taste.
That's what you call it, the continental taste. What do you mean by that?
American women enjoy kissing American men, but they want them to use mouthwash, and they want them to use a toothpaste. But when they kiss a foreign man, they like the continental taste. They like the taste of tobacco, curried lamb, garlic chicken, that kind of thing.
So American women like kissing foreign men who smell like food?
Well, no, but they like what I call the continental. I had an American woman who loved the South American scent on me.
And what is that?
South American men, for the most part, smell like jerked goat, garlic horse, that kind of thing. But I am the world's greatest kisser, and again, I will be giving these lessons at my next seminar at the airport, the Landing Inn.
And I can't imagine that a woman is going to want to kiss a guy who smells like garlic.
Well, but because we are from South America, because we are international, then we are individuals who obviously are a lot more desirable. And so, because women still have that thing about Latin men, you know.
And all right, so the guys bring their wives down to the Airport Landing Inn. They'll be making out with you.
They'll be learning from me.
And you smell like jerk goat.
No, but I'm saying...
I know, but you're saying you've got some kind of a continental smell to you.
That is correct, yes.
All right, now, getting back to how you demonstrate, in the book, 10 Things Not to Do While Kissing, and you mentioned here operating a lathe and driving.
Yes, I mentioned driving because driving gets in the way of the kissing. But I mentioned a lot of things on this. In my demonstration, what I try to do is approximate how kiss can sound like the ultimate in sex.
All right, go ahead.
You put your mouth on the woman's, like so, and then you begin to give her the sound of the love.
Wow. Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
That stuff is really loud, and I can understand somebody kissing someone and going,
That's good, but try it more.
What I was just doing?
What you were doing.
Mmm, mmm.
Oh, but then you have to...
All right, that air that you're breathing out, where's that going?
That goes into her mouth. That creates the seal. When you kiss, you want to push air into her mouth. Like this. Drop the phone. But,
okay, man, I don't know. It's one thing to learn how to kiss. It's another thing when you're doing that with somebody else's wife.
We're doing that with the women who are volunteering to go up to the kissing seminar, yes.
Okay, and where can we get more information on kissing, by the way?
You can get a book called Kissing, Everything You Ever Wanted to Know. That's from Simon & Schuster. Again, if you want to be at our seminar, you have to be there. It begins at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The women must bring blood tests. And the men, of course, bring your wives. Your daughters must be over 18, but your wives or your daughters, and you can watch or not if you wish. But we do recommend that the women get there early for to make sure that that they are signed up for this seminar.
So that's the Kissing Doctor, Rudy Canoza. He is at the Airport Landing Inn, and he'll be there all this weekend giving demonstrations on how to kiss. And especially, now, you have something here. You'll be smelling continental. I don't know that.
That's just to let the women know I am South American, and I will have a smell on me like a garlic horse. But don't be afraid of letting some of the spit run down your chin. The wetter, the better. I think this is important.
All right, Dr. Canoza, thank you. It's not doctor, but...
I'm the kissing doctor.
Okay, Dr. Canoza, Rudy Canoza, at the Airport Landing Inn this coming Saturday. And, again, if you're going to show up for that seminar, you have to bring some kind of a certificate of health that you've had a hepatitis, some kind of hepatitis checkup, some kind of blood test so that you don't have mononucleosis or anything else for that matter. Number was 1-800-449-8686. Wanted to mention that we've made $103,018.50 $103,018.50 in the sale of the Best of the Phil Henry Show, number one rated Phil Henry Show, Best of the Year 2000 CD and LP. And we have raised that money over the course of a couple of months. You can get the CD by calling 877-616-7445, 877-616-7445. And that's $20 plus $3.50 shipping and handling, payments, Visa, MasterCard, or a personal check. We've got people on staff who will be really, really courteous and help you out with picking that up. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention to you is we have our picture discs, all of our vinyl, and these are available as well now. And what I really want to do is get a personal appearance around selling the vinyl and the picture disc because they're phenomenal. They're really unique. They are a collector's item. It's a limited edition to pick up the picture disc. And if you don't know what a picture disc is, it's just vinyl. It's a record that you can play on a turntable, but the disc itself is a piece of artwork. It's really interesting, and I think it's something that you really, really will enjoy. So when you call up for our CD, ask about the picture disc, 877-616-7445. We have about 1,000 of those available, but they're going pretty fast. And that's just another way that we can make money for my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. They're located there on Hollywood Boulevard, and they've been doing this work for the last 12 years without any kind of federal funding. Nobody gives them a hand with nothing other than the private donations that they receive from people. So if you can, reach out, we really appreciate it. And like we always say, if you don't like the CD, you don't want the CD, you don't want the album, that's okay. Send these guys a check because they do really phenomenal work. And as I say, they're over in Hollywood. They've been there for 12 years. They started out of the trunk of a car, and through the money that we've been able to raise for them, they actually have a resource center where they help the kids. 877-616-7445. But ask about the vinyl, ask about the picture disc. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, and we'll be coming back. It's time now for Southern California Lifestyles on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And we're going to be talking with Bobby about sleepovers. And you have three sons, right, Bobby?
We do, Phil. We have Justin, Seth, and Dylan. Dylan is our oldest. He is 12. Justin is 10, and Seth has just turned 8.
And the interesting thing is, forgive me, but you got into some problems over there at Western Estates with a Janice Armstrong. We have her name here. And there was some police activity around her home regarding a sleepover?
Well, Phil, before we talk about that, I think it's important for people to understand that our family is no different than life itself. We have rules that we live by. Our boys are very popular.
Wasn't this about a sleepover that your kids did?
Yes, if I could finish what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
Our boys are very popular. Dylan, Seth, and Justin, they play sports. They have a PlayStation 2. They have two air rifles. They've got go-peds and mini-bikes. They have mountain bikes. They do a lot of things. They're very popular, and a lot of the kids want them to do sleepovers at their house, which is fine. But we do have provisions that generally we print up and hand to the parents prior to the request for the appearance.
And okay, so before your boys go over and do sleepovers, you hand out something printed to the parents?
Yes, we do.
Well, that sounds all very civilized. Now, you got into an ugly scene with a parent where your boys were sleeping over.
She was attempting to jeopardize the health and well-being of our children. I can tell you, Phil, we are vegans, which means that we do not eat any kind of animal byproduct. We make this very clear in letting these parents know. I do ask for an inspection before the boys sleep over.
Now, do you go into these other people's houses? Before you allow your boys to sleep over with friends, do you go into these houses?
We do, and, you know, I took...
That's very unusual.
You know something, Phil, it may be unusual, but we love our boys, and I care about my boys. And we are responsible parents.
But you're going into other people's homes before your boys do a sleepover, looking for what?
We're looking for the usual. We're looking for head lice, salmonella, any kind of staph infection, crabs, athlete foot. These are things that children can pick up doing sleepovers at other people's homes. It's not going to happen to my boys. We had an outbreak of head lice at their school. My boys will not get head lice so long as we are vigilant. Our family, as I said, we are vegans, which means we do not eat any animal byproduct because we have higher standards than that, Phil.
Well, you do mention that on July 4th, you let the boys have barbecued ribs.
That is true, but the rest of the year we are vegans. We do not approve of certain language, like we don't believe in taking the Lord's name in vain. We don't think that speaking Spanish or German helps young people communicate, so we don't think speaking of foreign languages.
Is this all on the sheet that you printed up?
Yes, it is.
And you gave this to Miss Armstrong?
We gave this to Mrs. Armstrong, yes.
Okay. Now, what about you don't approve of roughhousing or wrestling moves, which I don't think is bad. You say you want the boys in bed by 8:30?
My boys don't get sick.
So you're asking these other parents where they're doing the sleepover, the boys should be in bed at 8:30?
Yes. My boys do not get sick. This gives a really good boost to their immune system. I check the kitchens to see if there is some protein powder. We recommend soy protein. That needs to be provided because our boys do have a protein check every morning.
And all right, you're asking these parents to provide all of these things before your boys go over there and do sleepovers.
Phil.
I'm just asking.
Phil, if I may, our boys are very popular. All of the kids in the neighborhood want them to do sleepovers. Our boys are good in sports. They're good-looking. They're fun boys. They're really, really popular. So I said to Steve, who's my husband, you know, what are we going to do? We've got a situation where everybody wants the boys. They want sleepovers every weekend. What can we do? He suggested we print these things up. The boys, by the way, do need to have their blood sugar tested, and so we provide a kit where their finger can be pricked. And
so you have these parents of these other kids where your boys are doing a sleepover at, testing the blood sugar of your kids?
Yes, because my boys are not going to be sugar poisoned. You know, I don't understand why we get such pushback.
Well, I just think that there are some people who think it's unusual. Now, let's get to this problem that you had with Janice Armstrong. She lives where?
She lives with her son, Anthony. They're over in the gladiola phase. And she was mixing. The boys were over doing a sleepover with Anthony. She was mixing the protein powder. All of a sudden, I get a call from Justin. My heart is racing. He said, Mom, she's cracked an egg into the shake. I can feel my heart racing right now thinking about it. And
she cracked an egg into the shake. I don't understand.
We are vegans.
So you can't...
We don't eat eggs, no. Okay, so that's as my husband says, that's F up number one. Okay?
All right. Your boy was afraid?
My boy was petrified. He saw that egg go into the shake. I told her, use the soy powder.
Was she doing everything else right?
Up until that point, she did everything else right. She put the boys to bed at 8:30. She wasn't using any language that I didn't approve of. She was doing so well. And then you think you know people. She could have killed my boys. And
can I ask you something? I don't know anything about being a vegan, but just because you're a vegan, does that mean if you eat meat, you're going to die?
It means your body could shut down, yes.
Shut down?
Yes. Yes. So let me tell you something. There's something called Alphenleben, and that is German. It is the mother bear instinct. It kicks in. It means my children come first. I raced over there. They say I parked my Navigator on the front lawn. I might have. I don't know. I went inside. I grabbed my boys, and I must have lunged at her.
Well, she says that she claims that you bit her on the arm when you walked in.
I don't know, Phil. I might have. Are you a mother? Obviously, you're not.
She says you bit her on the arm.
I don't know. But nature begins to take over. My attorney feels that there is a mother's rage defense. I don't know. I might have tried to gouge out an eye. Do you know who Latrell Sprewell is? He had black rage. I have mother's rage.
This woman claims that you bit her on the arm and that you did attempt to gouge out an eye with something like a grapefruit spoon, and all because she put an egg...
She tried to hurt my boys who are vegans. You know, my husband said that you'd give me a hard time.
I'm not, Miss Dooley, I'm not giving you a hard time. You know, your boys are doing sleepovers, and I just want to get the story that you're giving to me here. Our number, by the way, for our listeners, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley is a mother of three boys who did a sleepover, and they're very popular boys, right?
They're very popular, Phil, yes. And we've never meant any harm to anyone.
All right. They were doing a sleepover at a friend's house where you say you have certain requirements before your boys can do sleepovers.
Yes.
Okay, so they have to eat a certain soy powder. They got to be to bed by 8:30. I mean, I think it's all very restrictive. And
no, I think we can ask what we want for our boys.
Well, you're doing a head lice check and everything else. Now the lady is making the soy powder shake like you asked her to for your boys.
It was on Sunday morning, yes.
And then your boy calls and says, "Mom, she cracked an egg into it," and he was afraid.
He was petrified because he knows. I've told him, and his father has told him, that if you're a vegan and you eat any animal byproduct, your body could shut down.
All right, I understand. Okay, now you're getting upset.
Yes, I am, because I love my boys.
Bill?
Yes, Steve?
My wife's very upset right now, and you okay, honey?
I don't think...
Okay, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, both you guys. She's going to be brought up on some kind of a charge. She bit this woman on the arm. The woman claims she tried to gouge out one of her eyes. And this is because the woman was making a soy protein shake and cracked an egg into it. And what, Bobby?
Phil, it is an honor for someone to have my sons over as guests. They need to remember that before they go about putting eggs and poisons into our soy drink.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Henry. This is Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. She's got some problems. They're vegans, so they don't allow their kids to eat meat. And they don't allow any dam or hell. They check for head lice. They won't let their kids, in other words, stay at another kid's house unless they've done a full head lice check, soy powder protein shakes, the whole nine yards. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Bobby, you mentioned Bobby Dooley is with us. Her sons were at a sleepover at a neighbor's house, and you have certain requirements. Your boys need protein shakes. They need to go to bed by 8:30. You don't want anybody using language that is unsuitable around the boys. And you also check for head lice to make sure the house is suitable for your boys to sleep over in. Bobby, you mentioned that the woman was purposefully trying to poison your kids.
She knew we were vegans, Phil. And she.
Well, wait a minute. She was purposely trying to poison. Why would she try to kill your kids?
Because I think they're jealous of how well we raise our children. She knows how good-looking our boys are. She knows how athletic our boys are. She's really jealous, and it's really sad.
And you willingly let those kids...
We didn't know, Phil, that they...
We didn't know, Phil, she was jealous. She tried to kill our kids because they're good-looking.
Oh, come on.
Phil, this woman put an egg, which we do not eat, into the protein shake. It was bad. I asked her to use the different soy powder. She went out and bought...
It's enough that the lady went out and got the soy powder. Not that she's not using the right brand. Here is Delora on the Phil
yes.
Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I think that woman needs
mm-hmm.
to keep her mother
mm-hmm.
Instinct, keep those two
mm-hmm.
kids at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if the boy knew enough
mm-hmm.
to say she's put an egg in it, all
mm-hmm.
the boy had to say, no, I don't
mm-hmm.
want that. I'll go home and get my shake at home.
My boy was alerting me to something. This woman knew that we were vegans. The boys do not eat animal byproducts. And obviously he felt that she was trying to do something.
All he had to say is, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go home and eat breakfast.
Well, why did she put the egg in? Do you eat meat? Do you eat animal byproducts?
Yes, but that's not the issue.
My
if the boy knew enough that it was wrong to eat,
mm-hmm,
all he has to say
mm-hmm.
is no thank you.
My boys are very popular.
That's
they
hard
can,
to believe. As many
can,
restrictions as you have on them.
Oh, it's hard to believe? The, they can go and do sleepovers at anyone's house. They didn't have to go to the Armstrongs' home. The Armstrongs,
I never had a sleepover where the kids went to bed at 8:30, I can tell you that.
Well, my boys don't get sick, okay?
Okay.
Their immune system,
I don't think my kids were sick
mm-hmm.
either.
Your children didn't stay home from school?
I
yeah,
can't think
okay.
of any time other
okay.
than
I think
chicken
that's a
pox.
Big yes. I think that's
chicken
a big
pox,
yes.
Yes.
I think that's a big yes. We check for head lice. Okay. You have head lice at your house?
No, I never did. My children are grown and on their own, but
well,
I
not now.
I
mean when they were growing up. Did
no.
did you ever do a head lice sweep?
Well, of course. We
all
did
right.
we did nightly
mm-hmm.
baths. Every kid gets a bath every night.
No, but I'm saying, did you sweep anyone else's home for head lice?
No, no.
Well,
I would,
well, there,
I would not have let them go to a home that I thought was I would need
mm-hmm.
to sweep for lice.
So you never did a thorough pre-sleepover head lice screening?
My kids never went to a home that I didn't know the parents and didn't
yeah,
feel
I mean,
comfortable
if,
with them going.
Exactly. If you thought maybe there was head lice in the house.
We always do a pre-head lice screening.
I think
and
if you have to do that, you should keep your kids at home. That's ridiculous.
I check, you know, here's what, their grandmother, I check her home for head lice.
I think
my
you
mother's
keep your
house.
Kids in your own house, do a homeschooling, and
see, you
forget
may,
about blaming the rest of the world for what you want to do.
You may think you've got a beautiful home, and I'm sure you do. But what if my children got head lice at your house? I'd have to...
I wouldn't... If you gave me that list, I would say, nope, it's not worth it. My kids want to have fun, and that's not fun.
But your kids would want to stay with my boys because they're good-looking and they have go-peds.
Yeah. I think you
yeah.
need to keep them home and be
all
a mother
right.
hen at home and homeschool them and not let them...
Phil,
if
what about
smart
you?
Enough to know they shouldn't eat that, then they should just say no
mm-hmm,
thank you and walk
mm-hmm.
out the door. It's been
what
a
about,
lot easier.
Phil, do you do a pre-sleepover head lice screening?
No, I do not do a pre-sleepover head lice screening.
No, a sweep.
No,
if
we
I
don't
thought
do
that was necessary.
Have
that would be the
it?
Time to back off, right?
Well,
then.
You need to do a head lice sweep because it's really important.
All right. Thank you very much, Delora. 1-800-449-8686. How do you do a head lice sweep? I mean...
You look under mattresses. You're looking to see if you find any of the nits, any of the eggs. It's very important. And if I thought that, oh, my God, putting the egg in the protein powder is one thing. If I knew there was head lice over there, I think I would have committed homicide. I really...
Well, as it is, the woman thought you were trying to kill her. Here is Joseph on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey,
yes, sir.
This is absolutely ridiculous, lady. I think you're a complete psycho.
Why? Because I love my children?
Well, okay, this lady, okay, she throws an egg in their protein shake. Maybe she's trying to add a little protein to it.
No, we're vegans. We don't eat animal byproducts.
She's trying to poison them, right, and kill them.
We
can
don't
shut their body down. Is that it?
We don't eat animal byproducts. It'll
right,
shut
yeah, yeah, you feed them pork ribs on 4th of July.
That's the only time.
Oh, yeah, but couldn't their bodies have shut down from that? Couldn't
no.
you have killed your own children that
no,
you love
because,
so much?
Because
they're so
popular. No,
and please don't say that anymore.
What?
My kids are so popular. They've got mopeds. They got this and
they
that.
They do. They have
Everybody
a PlayStation
wants my kids. It's
All I'm saying is the ribs the boys eat on the 4th of July are soy byproduct. And,
well, are they real ribs?
Yes, they're real pork. They're beef ribs.
Well, what do you mean they're soy?
They're made out of soy.
Well, then they're not real beef ribs.
Well, I don't know. What are you guys asking me?
I'm asking you on the 4th of July, is the gentleman in St. Louis still there?
Yeah.
Okay. On the 4th of July, do these kids eat ribs?
Yes.
What kind?
Soy byproduct.
Well, then that's not ribs.
The fact of the matter remains, Phil, that our boys have a good time. They are good-looking boys. They're very popular. And the fact is...
You've made that abundantly clear.
Okay. Do you have children?
No, I do not.
Well, once you do have children, they'll be standing in line to have my children over to your house for a sleepover.
Oh, my God.
You think so?
It's unbelievable.
You really think I'm kidding?
Yeah, like Head Lice.
You really?
The bubonic plague, and it's fatal.
Well, the fact of the matter is,
if they happen to get Head Lice somewhere, then
I hope
you can easily remedy that.
Well, I hope it's not at your home.
Herpes.
I hope it's not at your home. And
what, are you going to do a Head Lice sweep at his house?
Yes. If need be. We have a magnifying glass.
Jesus. What
I
don't like you laughing at my wife.
Who's this, Steve?
I don't like this guy laughing at my wife.
Yeah, I hope you do. It's hilarious.
Well, don't laugh. Don't be laughing at her.
All right, look, thank you, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Laura on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, this is
yes.
Laura.
Hi, Laura.
I just have a question. Mm-hmm. If you're so worried that this lady is trying to kill your children, why do you give them beef every 4th of July?
No, they have a soy-based pork rib.
Pork rib?
Yes.
And don't you think, have you ever researched eggs? There's a lot of protein in eggs, and I don't see that the bad that this woman was trying to
do. Yeah, it is an animal. Look, you know, it's a matter of our religion. We just don't eat vegan. We don't eat... crud like eggs, you may.
Right.
You may shovel all kinds
and
of things
you
in your body.
But
I bug bomb for lice in our children's room.
Your children are going to grow up. I mean, have you given them a choice? Have you exposed them to meat?
Mm-hmm.
Have you told them
mm-hmm.
that their choices that they have?
You know, meat is a murdering thing. And Laura, do you have children?
No, I don't.
Well, when you have children, would you be at all adverse to me bug bombing your house?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, great.
I just think it's odd. I mean,
right.
you talk about how popular your children are. It just seems that they're popular because they have all these cool games and rides. And
Bobby, good luck. I mean, this lady is going to take you to court for assault. Good luck on all of that. And, you know, I wish you the best.
What about bug bombing your house?
I bug bomb my own house. Thank you. Phil Henry Show.